From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Though the first half of 2011 showed a stronger-than-expected rise in the GDP of the European Union, the second part of the year has seen just the opposite. Terry Schultz reports the EU's top economic official says expansion is expected to come to a virtual standstill by the end of the year.
In spring, GDP growth in the EU for the fourth quarter was expected to be 0.5%, now 0.2%. Economic Commissioner Olli Rehn says while market turbulence is harming recovery, the debt crisis can be overcome.
One should not underestimate the political will and also ability of the Eurozone leaders to take the necessary decisions.
At the same time, Rehn says, EU governments must show more resolve in implementing reforms that have already been agreed upon. And he says so far, the member state in the worst shape, Greece, has fallen short. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
More people were filing claims for first-time jobless benefits last week. The Labor Department says the number of claims for state unemployment benefits rose by 11,000 to 428,000. In a separate report, the government says its consumer price index rose 0.4%. Where we're excluding volatile food and energy, economist Tim Quinlan says the increase was more subdued.
Things like food have a lot to do with, just what kind of a weather crop we've had. And, you know, food prices can swing pretty wildly from one year to the next. So in order to get a sense of underlying inflation trends, we do look at that core measure.
Federal Reserve says output in the nation's mines and factories rose 0.5% last month. In central Texas, residents are returning to their neighborhoods to see what's left after devastating wildfires. NPR's John Burnett reports more than 1,500 homes were destroyed.
The Bastrop fire southeast of Austin is now 75% contained after burning out of control for nearly 2 weeks. It's become the most destructive fire in terms of structures burned in modern U.S. history. Roger Ward, a retired construction chief, looks at the charred remains of his home.
Well, back there was my shop with all my tools in it. Over there was the garden that we tried to grow stuff in, and this is our travel trailer. And we had a two-story house with a deck across the back out there. And it all went up.
The Wards say they have not decided what to do, rebuild in the burned-out pine forest or move away. Says his wife, Linda.
You just put one foot in front of the other, take one day at a time. That's all you can do.
John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Treasury Department's Inspector General confirms a probe is now underway into bankrupt solar manufacturer Solyndra. Fremont, California-based solar panel maker became the focus of a government probe due to the fact it was widely touted by the Obama administration as a producer of so-called green jobs. The company received $528 million in government bank loans. Stocks added to their gains from yesterday. All three of the major market indices up more than 1% today. The Dow closed up 186 points. The Nasdaq rose 34 points. You're listening to NPR. U.S. officials say a top al-Qaeda leader has been killed in a tribal area in Pakistan. The man who U.S. officials describe as a top operative has been identified as Abu Hafs al-Shari. Officials say al-Shari worked closely with the Pakistani Taliban to carry out attacks inside the country. He was also in line to assume some of the duties of the group's second-in-command, Adiyan Abid al-Rahman. Al-Rahman was killed in a CIA drone attack in August. Amnesty International says more than 500,000 people have signed a petition asking the state of Georgia not to execute death row inmate Troy Davis. The case surrounding the 1989 death of a police officer has garnered worldwide attention. Member station WABE in Atlanta, Charles Edwards reports.
Davis's supporters delivered the petition to the Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles. On Monday, the board could grant Davis clemency. Since Davis's trial, 7 out of the 9 witnesses who said he killed Savannah, Georgia police officer Mark McPhail have recanted their testimonies. During last year's evidentiary hearing, a man testified he saw someone other than Davis kill McPhail. Laura Moy is with Amnesty International.
There are many issues of doubt in this case, and we are here to express our concern and hope that the Board of Pardons and Paroles will look favorably on the clemency decision.
The board is Davis's last hope. The U.S. Supreme Court decided not to hear the case. For NPR News, I'm Charles Edwards in Atlanta.
Swiss banking giant UBS says police in London have arrested a 31-year-old rogue trader who allegedly cost the bank some $2 billion. Switzerland's biggest bank says it could report a loss for the entire third quarter as a result of the incident. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.